At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. This episode is just called Proof of Life because it's been a few weeks. We've had a couple of weeks over the last month or so where there have been no episodes that have come out. I am just very true to my core value that I'm never going to get on this platform and just be running my mouth. I'm not. And life has been life-in for me for the last few weeks. I went to Jamaica. I told you guys that as soon as I came back, I had some type of virus that really like tried to take me out. I was in and out the hospital. Then my oldest had some type of bug as well. So I'm taking care of myself, taking care of him. And then my 5-month-old ended up getting RSV, which turned into bronchiolitis. And it's just been very ghetto. I'm not going to run down the list of any more craziness that's happened in my world, because it's a lot happening in the world at large. I'm sure you have a lot going on in your life as well. And again, I'm committed for this platform being a place where I can be honest, I can show up fully as myself, and I can show up fully and communicate effectively whatever it is that God is leading me to communicate that week, be it about business, about personal things, mental, whatever the case may be. I'm just committed to maintaining that authenticity and that connection with you on this platform. And sometimes that just means in order to maintain that, I have to just be quiet for a second, zone into whatever is taking precedent at that time, and then come back. And that's where we are right now. I needed a couple of weeks and now we're back. And where we left off the last episode, I told you guys I did the show on gentleness, and then I did the message about distractions that's keeping you from being able to discern what God is doing. And I said in that episode how I had a message at my speaking engagement for someone in particular in regards to the whole theme of gentleness, and that I also needed to release the message here on the podcast. And then, of course, we took that break, but I ain't forget, okay? I did not forget, and that's what we're going to pick up today. I want to deliver that message. And then our next full episode will be on this concept of peace. I had mentioned that on the last episode as well, how we talked about that scripture that says that the flesh and the spirit are at conflict with each other so that we are not to do whatever we want. And that's in Galatians. And I talked about how I believe that so many times we're looking for peace as permission or as an indicator that we are in alignment with God. And that a lot of times is not an accurate measuring stick, because again, the word is telling us that the flesh and the spirit are at war or at conflict with each other. And of course, when you have conflict, you don't necessarily have peace. So I really want to dive deep into that, because one of the top questions I always get is, how do I know if I'm hearing from God? How do I know if what I'm doing is in alignment with God? And with that, the answer a lot of times you get, and I may have said this in the past as well, that peace is an indicator that you are moving in the right way or moving in alignment with God. And yeah, and no, it's an asterisk there to that answer. And I want to dive deeper into that in an episode. But before we get into that full episode, I want to stay true to my word and release this message. So in the last few episodes, we talked about God's gentleness. We talked about the way, yeah, He shows up in these marvelous, bold demonstrations of His presence. Yes, He shows up in this strong, purifying fire. Yes, He shows up in a windstorm. Yes, He shows up in an earthquake. Yes, the manifestation of His presence can happen in these grandiose ways, but He also speaks in a still small voice. And there are some of you you're in this space where you're shrinking. You have heard whatever your business is, whatever your assignment is, whatever you feel called to do, you're clear on that. But there's this internal conflict that's happening to where you're like, God, are you sure that you want me to do this? You sure you want me to start this business or this podcast or go into this career field? God, do you sure you want me to do this? Yeah, I understand that I have something to say, but I'm not saying it as aggressively, or I'm not as loud or as passionate when I speak as Tatum may be on her podcast, or when I preach, I'm not as animated and have these voice inflections like these great preachers that we watch online. When it comes to my business, I know that you're calling me to the business world and to start this company, but it seems like everybody is manipulating or being shysty and presenting one thing just for something else. It seems like everybody's focused on the money and getting ahead. And I don't care about that, God. So are you sure it's me? Because what I'm seeing that's working in the area that you've called me to is contrary to my nature. It doesn't make sense that you're calling me into this space, because what's winning in this space is not how I am. And the reason why God has had me communicate these messages over the last few weeks or the last few episodes and showing you a different aspect or another layer to who he is because he wants you to see you in him. When we talk about going from glory to glory, we are elevating to new ways that are essentially just more like Christ. We are made in his image, and a part of his image is meekness, is mildness. And some of you have these softer dispositions and you don't see value in it because the boldness or the aggressive dispositions are more entertaining. They may get more hand claps, more likes, it may get more exposure, but that does not necessarily mean that it's more powerful than how God is calling you to show up. And so he had me talking about that here on this platform again, so you can see you in him, so that you can understand and see value that your disposition, the fact that you're kind, the fact that you're soft-spoken, the fact that you're quieter, but you speak when you have something to say, the fact that you want to do right by people, the fact that, yes, sometimes you may be taken advantage of, but it's because you lead with love, that is of God. That is like Christ, and that is powerful. God is not less powerful because he's so forgiving. He's not less powerful because he loves us so much. He's not soft by any means. And for you, how you've been created, how he created you, and what he's called you to, it matters. It has value. It is powerful. And you have to see it as such because you have work to do. You have a business to build. You have things to get done. And we can't stay in this space because there are people who need what you have to offer. We can't stay in this internal conflict space because you got to move past it so that you can go forth and do and build and become who he created you to be. So that's it. I just had to make sure that I released that, and then we'll pick back up with a full episode next time. I had to also let y'all know, hey, I'm a live girl, but life been lifing. But I am excited about next week's episode. I'm excited about what's to come. Thank you guys for just constantly loving and supporting this show, for sharing it. All of you who commented on even YouTube videos, I can't say it enough, but I just want to say it again. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you guys. And I'll see you in the next episode.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.